The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are looking for trouble. And we think you should look for trouble and then find ways to avoid it. But David Trainer, president of New Constructs, joins us each week at this time to talk about a security. It could be a stock, a mutual fund, an exchange-traded fund. It could be entire groups of funds that basically he believes are headed for trouble. Now, of course, he comes to that belief because New Constructs does its research differently from most firms. It looks at everything from the bottom up, from the footnotes level, and then works up towards the numbers. And what is often found in the footnotes is that the numbers themselves are a bit misleading. The more misleading something is, the more dangerous a security is. New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And if you want to learn more about it, if you want to see their most attractive and most dangerous lists, well, go to newconstructs.com. But every week, David is here to highlight one pick that he believes is most dangerous. By the way, New Constructs is on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Snyder's Lance.
Danger, danger. Rob will edit that in if we can. Snyder's Lance. It's ticker symbol LNCE. And for those who don't know this company, this is Snyder's is like Snyder's of Hanover. They make pretzels and snacks, and Lance makes those peanut butter crackers that we all got when we were going to school and what have you. And I understand, David, why this company is horrible for my waistline, but a danger to its shareholders? Why is that?
Misleading earnings and an expensive valuation. It's a classic dangerous stock. They've masked the decline in the business in the last couple of years with a couple of big acquisitions, but specifically when Lance merged with Snyder's of Hanover in an equal stock deal. And so we're seeing a decline in profits, even while the accounting earnings have grown something like 40% compounded annually since 2009. The economics and the cash flows are going down, and it's all hidden on the balance sheet. It's all hidden by, oh, we're going to be going into organic just like everybody else. And meanwhile, the stock price implies something like 15% compounded annual growth in profits for nearly 20 years. So we think that this is primed for a pretty serious correction.
That said, is there a logical catalyst? I mean, you're always looking at these stories, and we don't always have the catalyst. So to some extent, when we see you being right, well, it is because, yeah, the numbers wind up working out the way you say they're going to work out, but the market can be irrational for a long time. So what's going to make the market wise up in this case?
I know. And I'm like the boys cried wolf, 20 times and I'm right. I don't know. Am I over 50%? I'm not sure. But as of late, I've been right a lot more. I think that's part of why we put momentum investors in the danger zone, because I figured, a lot of what we've been saying is, has been logically very correct, but the market's been irrational because it's been so focused on technicals momentum. And as that fad comes to an end, a lot of these overpriced stocks are going to blow up. We also think that Snyder's Lance is going to be exposed to the end of or near the end of the organic food fad, like Whole Foods, which is sort of we put them in the danger zone a long time ago, and the stock was overpriced, but it stayed overpriced for a long time until recently it started to come back. And so I think that we're going to see this one crack, and I know this is a long time, but I think you're going to see crack anytime in the next 6 to 12 months. It could be earlier, but I'm going to say it might be that long because that's when they're going to start missing earnings estimates because they're rolling out 40-plus new products, a lot of these organic-oriented, and I don't think those are going to do as well as people expect they're going to do because it's a crowded marketplace, the margins aren't that good anymore, and these guys are late to the party.
And this is a stock trading very close to its 52-week high. So how ugly can this get? I mean, we haven't really talked about some of the key things that you typically drum up about just how overvalued a stock is, but what are the numbers telling you and how ugly could this get?
Yeah, I mean, to justify $35 a share, they got to do 15% growth in profits for 18 years. That's what you have to put into a discounted cash flow model for it to produce a $35 share price. That's compared to 2% growth in the business and profits since 2012. So, you know, the way I like the Kyle, our analyst who does a lot of the work on this stuff, the way I like he puts this stuff is he says, okay, let's go with something more reasonable. All right, let's say they just do 10% growth for a decade, right? Which just may not be more reasonable, but it gives you a sense of, all right, well, you know, we'll back off 15 for nearly 20 years. We'll go 10 for 10 years. That gets you to $14 a share.
Oof. This from a stock trading in the $35 range.
That's right. So that's just exactly how much growth, how much buyout premium. A lot of this is buyout. You know, the bulls are going to say, oh, they're going to get bought out too. But why would someone want to buy something that overpriced that's really not doing anything differentiated? There's a ton of organic products out there. There's a lot of new entrants. Like the Diamond Food and these almond guys, you're coming out of nowhere and selling all kinds of nuts that were never sold before, right? It's crowded. And Lance is kind of this, you know, Snyder's and Lance, its pretzels are sort of, you know, kind of not well known. And, you know, a lot of the stuff, especially on the Lance side, you tend to find only in gas stations, right? It's not exactly an organic food market.
Yeah, exactly. So ultimately, what we're suggesting here is that Snyder's Lance isn't exactly, they might make you fat, but they're not going to make your portfolio fat. That's the real problem here.
Yeah, you know, it's a bad and a bad instead of a win and a win.
That's it. It's Snyder's Lance, ticker symbol LNCE. Today's pick for the Danger Zone from David Trainer. Now, if you want to learn more about how they do it, and David was soft playing his track record, check out the list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks that they have at New Constructs, and you'll see that the record is quite good and pretty compelling. Go to newconstructs.com to do that. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Well, we are now heading for home on the Monday, September 21st edition of Money Life. Up next, well, I'm going to take the time and talk to you about three things that you're probably worrying about that you shouldn't be worrying about if you're an average fund investor, and then three things you should be worrying about instead that you probably aren't paying enough attention to. We'll do that next when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.